Today on Present at the Creation, Morning Edition explores the origins of the Purple Heart.
President Roosevelt said, "Let our hearts beat out." While landings were successful, we were not without our losses. Heroic medical corpsmen remove wounded for return to England.
Purple Heart recognizes members of the U.S. military who are wounded or killed in the line of duty. More than 800,000 have been awarded, including dozens so far in the current war on terrorism.
My name is Lieutenant Colonel Marilyn Wills, and I was awarded the Purple Heart from September 11th incident.
Colonel Wills reported to duty at the Pentagon that Tuesday morning to deliver a presentation at a routine meeting.
And while I was talking, you know, I happened to glance at my watch and I said, boy, it's about 9:36. I'm talking too long. And just as soon as I thought that, it was a very loud explosion.
Will says the room filled with dense smoke and its doors jammed. She escaped through a stage at the back of the room and started crawling on her knees with two others through a pitch black maze of hallways.
So while we were crawling, the officer in front of me stopped and said her knees were burning because she had on the army skirt that day with pantyhose. And I said, well, we got to keep going. The civilian behind me said she couldn't breathe anymore. Now, I had on a black army sweater, and it was just being consumed with moisture. And the whole time, I was sucking on it as I was crawling. And so when she told me, I can't breathe, I said, well, here, suck on this sweater. Just suck on it and spit it out. I don't know what it is. Don't swallow it. Suck on it. So we start crawling again. She said she couldn't make it. And I said, just get on my back. Come on, I'll carry you out of here, but we got to get out. And at one point, I just stopped and I prayed. I'm like, God, I can't see anything. And I opened my eyes and I could see a little light.
The light was from a window and they escaped. Will suffered smoke inhalation damage so severe she couldn't speak and burns on her face, arms, back, and legs. For those injuries, she was awarded the Purple Heart. Will says it's a rueful honor.
No one wants to receive a Purple Heart. No one wants to be injured during any incident.
This award no one wants was the idea of General George Washington. In his day, it was the mark of valor. And like many inventions, it was born of necessity. The Continental Congress told Washington it couldn't afford to keep making soldiers officers. So Washington created the Badge of Military Merit. Tom Hughes is a historian at the Washington Headquarters Historic Site in Newburgh, New York.
He said that it should be in the form of a heart and purple in color. So that makes it the original Purple Heart.
And why is the Purple Heart purple? The most often mentioned theory is that purple is traditionally the color of royalty and rank.
But it was also a revolutionary thing to do because it had been centuries since armies in Europe had made any award available for enlisted men to qualify.
In 1783, General Washington pinned the cloth badge of military merit to the lapels of three war heroes, Sergeant Elijah Churchill for gallantry in battle on Long Island and in Tarrytown, Sergeant William Brown for his part in the siege of Yorktown, and Sergeant Daniel Bissell, Jr., who served as a spy by posing as a deserter in New York City. The modern Purple Heart was revived in 1932. President Herbert Hoover wanted to mark the 200th anniversary of Washington's birth and instructed General Douglas MacArthur to update the Badge of Military Merit. MacArthur turned it into a medal, still purple and still heart-shaped.
But at the last minute, Douglas MacArthur decided that being wounded or even killed in action was something that you'd have to put under the category of military merit. And so at the last minute, the award for heroism became an award for being combat wounded.
MacArthur made the honor retroactive to World War I. Since he himself had been wounded, General MacArthur received Purple Heart No. 1. Last week, aboard the USS Intrepid in New York City, the Purple Heart caught up with one recipient after 57 years. Misplaced paperwork kept Rudolf Kipp Jr. from receiving his Purple Heart until now. On April 24, 1945, he was sleeping aboard the USS Frederick C. Davis when it was torpedoed by a submarine.
The torpedo should have hit right where we were, but by some fluke it did not, and so we were able to get out. The ship sank quite fast. It just buckled in the middle. So we all landed in the water. Glad to be here to receive the Purple Heart in person.
Kipp suffered a concussion when depth charges on board the ship exploded. Out of 192 servicemen, 66 survived. Many who are awarded the Purple Heart do not live to receive it. Those who do struggle with the memories of combat. Butch Jokol was awarded the Purple Heart after fighting in the Tet Offensive in Vietnam in 1968. He lost his legs from the knees down.
I sat on the side of a riverbank in the mud with your leg off, your boot up on top, with your foot in it on the bank. This is one of the reasons you try to put this somewhere else in your mind so that you don't have to recall it all the time. My whole career has been trying to help people to get beyond that particular thing, whatever they saw in Vietnam, whatever they saw in what war. War is a horrible, horrible thing.
Historian Tom Hughes says recipients of the Purple Heart are keepers of a crucial piece of America's history because they were closest to those killed in action.
They were the men who were right next to the guys that died on the battlefield. And so they're really sort of a voice for telling us what we almost don't want to know about the great sacrifices that we need to know.
Hughes estimates that if all Americans eligible for the honor received it, that would total 1.5 million Purple Hearts. An original badge of military merit is at Washington's headquarters in Newburgh, New York.